Manu Patra alerts dated the 25th of May 2018. Supreme Court has refused to exempt centre from seeking views from the public on its proposed amendments in Delhi's Master Plan 2021 and directed it to grant 15 days' time to the city's residents to file their objections, which were to be considered before taking a final decision on bringing changes in the plan. Supreme Court has asked Punjab and Haryana High Court to reconsider its decision to enhance market value of acquired land at Haseen Hisar district from 12 lakh rupees to 2 crore rupees per acre. Delhi High Court has granted ex-party order restraining Cobra Post from releasing incriminating documentary showing how Dainik Bhaskar and other media houses had agreed to undercover reporters' business proposal offering money for news coverage designed to polarize voters in favor of Hindutva. Bombay High Court has allowed a 25-year-old woman to abort her 26-week pregnancy as the fetus was detected with hernia. Delhi High Court has dismissed Centre's appeal challenging Central Administrative Tribunal order and directed it to give promotion to Indian Revenue Service, IRS, officer Ashok Kumar Agarwal, who was earlier reinstated on an order of the Supreme Court. Rajasthan High Court has ordered an interim stay on the state government's order that had put a stay on the Vidyashram school to charge increased fee while also taking back the NOC of the school. Tamil Nadu Pollution Control Board has ordered the closure of the Vedant Sterlite Copper Factory in Thoothukudi. Delhi High Court has criticized the AAP government's policy of providing 20 kiloliters of free water across the board for domestic use and said that nothing should be given free except for where it is really needed. Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has eased rules for foreign investors to trade in securities at a new international finance center. European Union's new data protection laws, known as General Data Protection Regulation, has came into effect today.